first presentation we have about deployments considerations. So there's second coming afterwards. I'm speeding up. So we changed a bit in the draft, but I think we skip this in favor of time. Next slide, please. And we are currently teaming up with two Richards, with Richard Salimi, Richard Yang, and Xiang Hui, if I spelled it right. I'm sorry if not, so my Chinese spelling is still bad, to, let's say, discuss a new structure of the document and to, let's say, broaden a bit the scope and to update the draft after the ITF. So let's go to the next slide. That's a new structure, basically. The old draft doesn't have the structure here. And the idea is, so, for instance, we have like a general section at the beginning where we describe, okay, how does Aalto work in general? And for instance, from the other draft, you could imagine that the description on how do you actually populate the maps, meaning the network map and the cost map, is discussed there, because that's sometimes not that obvious, and it's something for that document here. Because it's not the protocol draft which says how do you exchange the map, but saying, okay, if you have a network, it looks like this, for instance, what does it mean for a network map, for instance? Then we want to go in like two use cases. One is like saying, okay, how do you use Aalto for peer-to-peer? That's already in our draft detailed a bit. And then maybe a second one is to like how to use Aalto for CDN. That's currently discussed in another draft, I think, which comes later as a presentation. And then at the end, go for like what we call advanced features, like, for instance, okay, what happens if you, for instance, come to a situation where you have a local Aalto server, but your upstream provider also has an Aalto server, v4, v6 interaction, and so on. And also the monitoring of Aalto, that's part of the other draft also. And then we were discussing to give an example API for applications to talk to an Aalto client. So to say, okay, if you want to build something like that, you need those functions and the information which is transferred from the actual application to the client looks like this, but it's just an example because we don't do APIs typically in the ITF. And at the end, some security considerations if applicable. Okay, that's basically our draft, and I think we go for the next one and then discuss. Oh,